Hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie.
Hello, Julie Marie.
Hello, Mama. We're brought to you by ProfitInJoy.com. All right, go to juliehere.com as well.
Yeah.
And you've been like on the go search for people supporting us. And I want to say right now, everyone listening to us, go to iTunes and give us a 5-star rating. We really
appreciate it. Thank you very
much. I was listening to one of
really
my...
appreciate it.
I was listening to a podcast and they were unapologetic about asking people to like subscribe and you know go give us a rating because it helps. So if you haven't done that, subscribe and give us a rating. Or let the BBS guys there know that, hey, we like Life with the Girlfriends. We love them. And I'm just like, thank you for sharing and being here. Thank you for sharing and caring. Exactly. So it's been like a crazy week. I feel like it's just been a crazy
What's
crazy
going
week.
On with life right now? What's going on with time? Time is in a warp. It's a time warp dance.
One, you say that, and you say it like you're going slower.
But it's absolutely not the case.
Time is going exceptionally fast.
Yeah.
And I've been doing a lot more weird driving stuff and seeing more weird things on the road and the world. And I really...
What is life like on the weird side of the road?
What it's like is that, you know I have my a-hole belief system.
Yes.
Which is, there is a 10% a-hole rule. Maybe it's about 4 or 5% a-hole rule. Mm-hmm. But those 4%ers. They affect literally the rest of us.
Yeah.
And to the point where we don't know how to, like, we think the world is just full of a-holes.
Yeah.
Really, the world is not full of a-holes. It's those 4%. It's sort of like...
It's the 4%ers.
You know, it's really like, you know, Typhoid Mary, you know?
She really didn't mean to do it.
Well, I mean, here's the dealio. She always chose professions where she would, you know, be in contact with food for other people and service people, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know,
she's just trying to help the world.
Right. Even though she knew, the government said, hey, you're a carrier for typhoid.
That can't be true.
That can't be true. I only know one thing, and that is to feed people.
I'm a nourisher.
I go, you know, God wouldn't have given me this talent if I'm not meant to pass it along. Like, dude, you're an a-hole.
You are passing something along.
Okay. I hate to bring up the 80s and AIDS. But, you know, let's just be real here.
Yes.
You know, what do you call the first guy that was...
Zero.
Patient zero.
Patient zero.
Okay, now if patient zero just would have happened to be me, I'm telling you right now, we would not have an epidemic.
Because you would have said, shut this shit down.
Well, it would have been shut down.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, somehow if I would have had that bat bite me or however it worked out...
I thought it was a monkey bite.
However the bite was...
Who knows the story that we're being told?
Well, because if you listen to This American Life or Radiolab, the virus has been around for much longer than the 80s in different forms. But because the person who kind of got it, which was a flight attendant who was very sexually active.
And traveled the world.
And who traveled the world, who also had sex with a lot of people who were very sexually active.
Yeah.
It kind of went balls to the wall, you know?
But kind of like that one, gee, your hair smells terrific commercial.
Right, exactly. But if I would have gotten it, it really would have just probably fizzled out with me.
You would have lived in Morona, Illinois, in a little trailer park.
Yeah.
Just kept to yourself.
I mean, like, we don't know how this happened.
Put yourself in a bubble suit.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't feel good. I don't know what's going on. And then you'd be like, oh, no, she got something bad. Yeah. And then she died.
Yeah.
And it would have just ended. Yeah.
I didn't say that. Dave Chappelle did.
Did he say that?
Yeah,
I don't remember
on his
that.
Last special.
Okay, interesting.
Sticks both and said, Stones.
Why? And so then I didn't just think this idea up.
No.
Oh, that's horrible. I thought I was being creative, but I guess not.
No. You and Dave.
Oh,
same fine mind.
There you go.
I've been watching him. Like, I watched a special.
I have a very wide range of references. Typhoid Mary.
Dave Chappelle. Jordan Peterson.
Yeah.
And then Carl Jung.
Yeah.
Who you were talking to me about, Dave. Mom, did you know that Carl Jung said that we're all living out an archetype? And we may not know what archetype or myth that is. I said, yes, honey, I do know that. I studied that.
Yeah.
I love Carl Jung. And I understand that we are living out some sort of myth or archetype. And it may not be, unfortunately, the one that we would like to be living out.
And you're like, Julie, that and a fucking quarter still won't buy you a damn cup of coffee. Because I've known this for decades.
Yeah.
And like,
it didn't
I know
buy me
you know
that cup
that.
Of coffee.
Yeah. My coffee keeps going up and up. It's like $3
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Now we roast our own and we grind our own beans.
How lovely is that?
We're right up there with the guy that owns Amazon. He does that himself too. He roasts his own beans.
Does he roast his own beans?
Yeah. That's lovely. And that's what she said.
That's right.
And that's why she got 51% of all the stock.
I'm sure she is. Sure. I you know, it's so funny. No one is questioning his wife getting half of everything he has.
No.
I don't think.
No.
Because she was there from the beginning, man.
Yeah.
She was there when Amazon was just literally
5 years in the being bad.
Yeah. And she's like, when is this going to make a profit? Are we okay?
Wait, I don't get this. Like, Amazon?
Yeah,
what is
honey,
that?
When do you at some point, honey, you got to start making some real money here.
Yeah.
Something is not happening. Yeah. And he's like, this is the way it works, honey. Yeah. I've been 5 to 6 years putting money into a place that makes zero money.
Well, you know, we were on that bandwagon. We understood that Amazon was going to take 5 to 6 years. And we said, you know, that's okay because I'm going to take 5 to 6 years to develop an Amazon lifestyle product that I am going to sell on Amazon.
Yeah.
You know, X amount of dollars later.
I know.
I know, Jill. And look where Jeff is and look where we are.
I know. Well, thanks for bringing me down, girlfriend.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
Not really. You know what I am sorry about?
What?
I spent 2 hours of my morning, you know, Dad got up at 2:30 and woke me up to say goodbye. I couldn't go back to sleep, you know.
Today?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry about
that. And that's okay. And I know how this happens now because I didn't really understand this, but I know how this happens to you. I got hooked on a Dateline.
Oh, God, no.
2 hours.
Yeah.
2 hours.
Yeah.
And they take you up. And they take you down.
Yeah.
And then take you a little lateral and they take you up and then
turn
a little bit up.
Turn around the corner. This might be the answer.
This is they take you down. And you know, it's always that break in the commercial where you go, I got to come back just to see this.
And how dare they take literally, they know all the answers. They could tell me this story in 15 minutes.
In 1:15, but no, they play it out.
And sometimes two hours.
And that's kind of what they do on certain podcasts, too.
I know
the end of that story.
Well,
like, see, you and I right now, we don't know how this podcast is going to play out.
No, we really don't.
We have no idea.
Yeah.
But those assholes, they do know.
I know.
And I hate them for that.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
And this crime happened in 2007.
And it's just a repeat. I'm trying to get myself away from doing that stuff because I've been almost feeling, I mean, I know that I'm the perfect demographic. Women love crime novels. And you told me because we're the one that most of crime is against anyway.
Correct.
So
correct.
In some ways, we hope to, like, are we trying to learn something like not to do that?
Yeah.
Or I hope that bastard gets what he deserves.
How do we get our, listen, women are fairly good at gaydar,
mm-hmm.
but how come we're not good at, what would we call it? Vadar, like violence radar?
Because we would sense it everywhere. And then you're just like, what?
cue the bubble suit again.
Right. Well, and exactly. I really don't think that. I think interpersonal relationships between men and women are so difficult as it is, mm-hmm. especially in the beginning, that I think we don't know how it all works out.
Well, this one for this morning, okay, this murderer was married previously,
mm-hmm.
and the woman said, oh, he was so sweet and so kind and so attentive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, shouldn't that be
a sign?
Shouldn't that really be a little bit of a sign? Because really, you know, like you talk about the 4 percenters or whatever.
Yeah.
96% of men, aren't they sort of douchebags?
Right. And if you got a guy who's not douchey.
Yeah. There's a little bit of douche in most guys.
Right.
And we put up with that.
Right.
We don't put up with the violence, but the douchiness.
We call that their testosterone marker. You know, I do.
Like, I don't know what you call it.
You know,
or like, here's the thing. Hey, you know, I'll see you tomorrow. Okay, well, what time? Well, I don't know. It's just tomorrow sometime. Whenever I get up and I'll take. No, we want to know.
Right.
Like, what time tomorrow? Like,
right.
No, that's the douchiness I'm talking about.
Right.
Or like, hey, it's our anniversary. Let's do something special.
Or wherever you want. I'm not going to think about it too much.
Right.
You know what? I have been doing voices lately.
Yes.
On this podcast.
I know.
A new set of
No, she's no rules for mom. It's she's like expanding her repertoire.
I'm doing better.
Yeah, exactly.
Who knows where this could lead?
I don't know where this particular voice is. I'm trying to pinpoint it.
I'd like to know too. Everyone I do is Doug.
Yeah. I know. Trust me. I hear the voice. I'm going, Jesus Christ, mom. I know this is your Doug voice. And I just like, let it go off your back. Roll it off your back, Julie.
Oh, come on. You'd be the first to admit that he's a little douchey.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm not saying anything different.
No, you're not. Yeah. I totally get it. I find it hysterical that Adam Carolla this week, I listened to a podcast, which you didn't listen to, that literally he must mention the word douche about 12 times.
No. And so, see, I'm more Adam than I am. I want to be Dave Chappelle.
Right.
I want to be Dave Chappelle.
You're not
But
cool
I'm
enough.
More Adam Carolla.
Yes, you are.
Because I'm Italian.
Yes. And also...
You cannot stop at Italian humor.
Exactly. At one point, I don't know if this is true or off, we hear a rant that he's ranting to his employees about not cleaning up something.
Uh-huh.
And like literally goes on for like 30 minutes.
One guy walks away. By that time, he could have been cleaned up.
I could have been cleaned up, you know, and all this stuff. And so, and I get that because if he is like you, like, which is like, I need things organized. I feel overwhelmed. I can't think clearly. And it goes in. And he always goes, listen, my counselors would say, if you're going to bitch about this enough, just do it then. You know, at some point, you're wasting more time complaining about than doing it.
Right.
And so he did it and made sure everybody knew about it. So but I think it's interesting, though, that you'll talk to me. And because you're such a psychic person and intuitive, mm-hmm. you literally connect with this... You know, with the pulse of humanity in some sense. I mean, it's hard
gift,
being your daughter,
and it's a gift, and it's also not a gift,
right? It's a curse.
That's it.
You are not going to go all the way in. It's not really a curse. It's a gift and not a gift. It's just, you know, it is what it is.
You know what I learned this week, though? Mm. I learned that it's not cool to say pitcher or catcher this week.
Oh,
got to say top or bottom.
Now, see, people are just changing the language.
I'm tired of it, too.
And
you were telling me about this parents that you met, that their son, no, their daughter was a lesbian. And then they got okay with that.
They were fine with that, yeah.
They were fine with that. And then she became, then she wanted to become a man.
Right.
And so she went through all the hassle of becoming a man.
Right.
And now she wants to be a gay man.
Right.
And they just, like, then they're like, they throw their hands up in the air and go, damn it, why couldn't she have just liked men in from the very beginning?
Right.
They don't understand it. And the same thing with me. I think it's perfectly fine to say pitcher or catcher.
Right.
But, oh, no, not in today's climate.
Well, how is that different than bottom or top? I mean,
I still don't know which is bottom or top.
Right.
If you're a pitcher, are you top or are you a bottom? I don't really know because in my mind, people are doing it straight up.
Got it. See, to me, it's more like pitcher means is throwing something out.
Yeah.
And catcher means you're catching something.
So
I think it's very clear.
Kind of like the HPV virus.
Yes, exactly. It's like it's pretty obvious. But bottom and top, I totally agree. It's not very explicit.
No.
So, and this world of how you have to navigate all this stuff before sex.
Why be so ambiguous?
This is why I'm saying, if only I would have gotten struck with the HIV virus first, because it would have stopped with me. That stuff just wouldn't have been navigated. I'm like, screw it, not worth it. Like, you guys are all safe.
It's kind of like the measles. It never would have gotten out of control.
It never would have gotten out of control. It's just, exactly.
You go, so-and-so got the measles. What's that?
Well, like, okay, I know. Like, here's a dealio. And then you realize this is how it works. This is why things get out of control. You know, Sterling, a couple towns over from us, they have this...
water park.
And chlamydia outbreak. They have a water park, not related, by the way. They are not related. They have a chlamydia outbreak.
Yes, they do.
And they're saying it's because there is an abundance of anonymous sex parties.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, she's sure. Like, that's the reason why? Yeah. That can't be the reason.
But it's so cute. Like, you go to Sterling, it's like, bloop, oh, come on, he's my voice. Bloop, Sterling, Illinois. But all these, like, random, wild sex parties.
Yes.
Anonymous, where everybody's got bags over there. their heads because right. nobody wants to know
right.
what
I don't want to know. I'm sleeping
with
just, you.
I just want to know.
I don't want to know that I've actually genitals. Screwed my husband's brother by mistake. You know,
oops,
don't want to know.
Been there, done that. Yeah.
Fast now on. Yeah, exactly. And so, but like, if somehow I would have gotten chlamydia, it would have stopped with me.
It would have stopped with you, Julie.
I would have been the stopper.
That's right.
I just like, I should be like.
Instead of the pitcher or the catcher, you would have been the stopper.
Exactly. And not the dropper.
Yeah. And this HPV, stopper.
Yeah.
Chlamydia.
I would have, if all viruses would have landed on me, and it would all would have stopped with me.
Yeah.
But no,
I'm so proud of you.
That's like saying, I was this close to winning $1 million in the lottery. This close.
It is?
I had three. Yeah. I mean, like, it doesn't matter anyway because I still didn't get chlamydia. I still, the virus didn't start with me, so it didn't end with me. There's still a huge outbreak, yeah. You know.
In our town where there are secret sex parties where everybody's anonymous.
Yeah. Like, are we surprised that, you know, measles outbreak is gone where, you know, everybody doesn't believe in, you know, in vaccination because we have enough faith that it's all going to be okay.
Yeah.
Like, well, God also made the vaccine people.
Yeah. Jesus wouldn't want you to take the vaccine.
How do you know that? How did we know? Jesus tried to tell people. Jesus talked to the apostles about vaccinations. Yeah. They did not have the knowledge to understand.
Yeah.
If we really literally, if we read through the lines, I bet there is some words about vaccination in there.
Yeah.
But we just can't interpret
we
it
We just
yet.
Can't get the
we
code.
We don't have the language.
We don't have the code.
No.
Yeah, because like I'm sure there have been something like, you know, you see that man with leprosy. All you got to do is just go get a little bit of his blood.
Yeah.
And put it in you.
It's a drop.
Just and a you, little and tiny then, bit. They're and like, what?
Come on, Jesus.
Jesus, oh, Jesus no, Christ. No. Are you nuts? I've got to get near him with a 10-foot pole.
But Jesus, if a little blood's okay, why not a lot of blood?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, come in there. Now how it works, Jesus? Jesus is like, did I tell you to put a lot of blood? I said a little.
A little.
I thought a little, a lot. What's the difference?
Yeah.
A lot's the difference. I'm giving you the key to life here, people. Oh, man. Well, the knowledge will come as we explore it more. That, you know, may not be for you per se, but don't worry about it.
500 years from now, somebody will come up with a little bit better.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. I've been really edgy lately, and I think because I'm reading the
you
book.
You have been edging.
And I gave my mom the finger because, you know, that's like telling somebody who's on their period, are you on your period? And like, why? Do you want me to bleed on you? Is that why you're asking me that? Oh, no. Just thought you'd be a little edgy.
Just thought you were a little edgy.
Yeah. So just note to men out there who are listening, don't ask your wife if she's on her period. I mean, just don't. Because it only goes down one thing. Like, yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Why are you even questioning me?
Why?
This? Oh, just because it's been over 28 days. Oh, yeah. You're tracking my cycles now? Why? Yeah. Why are you tracking my cycles?
That's the guy on Dateline, the one that murdered the girl. He tracked her cycles. He tracked everything.
So if
he
so,
actually got a track phone to track her down.
And he wore a track suit. Tracker? I never even touched her. There's a lot of humor there.
Yeah.
But I've been watching. I don't know the name of this book, unfortunately.
What?
I know.
It's 18 hours long, and you don't know the name
of the
book?
They don't tell me the name of the title. That's when I click on to Audible.
Okay, all right.
It's a Tom Clancy book.
Right.
Read by
Lou Diamond Phillips.
He does a really good job.
Yeah.
And
listen, everybody's out to make a buck. How dare they take our
I think it's
our,
the highest rate. Yeah, I think it's the highest rated Tom Clancy novel at the moment. But it's about Jack Ryan Jr. Mm-hmm. Jack Ryan is a president. His kid, Jack Ryan Jr.
When I heard that, I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
First of all, that Jack Ryan was president. I feel like he's got, well, I think he had a little bit of skeletons. But you know what? He's Jack Ryan. But then I couldn't get this. Jack Ryan Jr., they're just going to let him go off deep cover without you know, any security. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
The president's son. They talk about that.
How do they do it? Oh, that's another story for another day.
No, they said that he refused security because in his line of work he needed it. And He doesn't need security in his line of work because he kind of does clandestine operations.
Whoa, well, there you go.
You know, and so it would not be wise to
To have security.
To have.
This guy is, he's undercover, but he's got like four guys tailing him all the time. Shouldn't somebody tell him? Sir, somebody's following you.
He wasn't supposed to. In the book, they talk about how he had to. I guess he had a real, like a Land Rover, one of those big old Land Rovers.
Oh, yeah.
And it was really like a big eyesore. And everybody could, nobody had one in Washington, D.C. And so they made him like sell that car to get like a black Beamer, I guess, because everybody in Washington has a black Beamer.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But it's this,
that's kind of cool. I dig that. I would like that detail.
But the story goes as if it's in present day. And basically, there's hacking involved, there's murder involved, there's spies involved, there's love and lust and blackmail. And then you realize that it's, so I'm only like in the first, I don't know, 5 hours of the book.
Oh, no.
And what you realize is that people make such stupid mistakes because they're afraid to get found out. Like, someone finds out a little secret from your past. Mm-hmm. I'm going to now exploit it. Mm-hmm. And you don't want your life to change because something in the past happened. Mm-hmm. So then you go and do something even far worse to make to keep the secret covered.
Like kill the guy that's trying to blackmail you?
More like, no. More like, I got to give him secrets or, you know, I got to do something.
It. Of course.
So you let, and it sounded funny because.
And that's why you don't let your son go deep cover.
Right. Jack Ryan Sr. does not know his son's doing Jack Ryan Jr. work. I don't
know.
No
way. Right. Okay, got it.
But anyway, and if you saw the Dave Chappelle show, you know, it wasn't like you were laughing continuously.
No, not at all.
He really kind of said, you know, I hate you guys.
Yeah.
Because if I did anything wrong, I'd bring it up, make me pay for it, and take my livelihood away.
Exactly. That's where we're at.
Yeah.
I applaud him for his genius. And what I did was, not to stop your talk about Jack Ryan, but I went back and looked at other Dave Chappelle things.
Yeah.
I mean, and he does evolve. He is exactly where he's at.
Right.
And in other words, right. You know, so to be where he's at today and to be angry and to have that stuff.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, you go. Nobody else is saying this stuff.
Right.
You know.
Because they're afraid? I don't know. But people are talking about this.
Well, now they are.
Right.
Now they are because it was like, well, you know, everybody had to be afraid to even do one thing, you know.
And I'm going to bring up somebody else. You know, I think this is true. The woman who we like, Flea Market Flip. What's her name? Do you know her name?
Laura.
Yes.
That girl.
Yeah. I think
Laura.
I don't know, but I think
Flea Market Flip.
Yes.
Yeah.
Blonde hair.
Laura. Somebody. Right.
Yeah. I think she had to do a coming of Jesus moment.
No.
Yes.
Because is she lesbian? Is that why?
No.
Did she?
Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because you're not going to guess. It's so silly. I don't even know why. So I think.
Is that why she's no longer in the show?
What show?
The morning show. She was on a morning show. Like,
yes. Well, okay. I shouldn't even bring it up because I don't have all the evidence. And you're asking me questions I'm not really sure.
Well, because I'm like surprised.
So I believe what happened was this. She was on some morning show.
Yeah.
And she heard that the little prince boy, Prince whatever his name is.
Prince Harry's boy or something Prince whatever, that dude.
God dang, I can't think of any names
now. Yeah.
Anyway, he's taking ballet classes or something like that.
Okay.
So, she made an off-color comment like, oh, let's see if he'll try and do that when he gets older or something like that. But it was like
just like that?
Really weird.
Yeah.
And everybody got on her ass like, how dare you comment like, boys can be in ballet. Boys.
Oh,
and it's
my God.
Something very weird. And I heard the comment, I mean, replayed, and I'm going, I don't see any maliciousness about it.
Yeah.
And she had to have a coming of Jesus moment to the audience.
Oh, my God.
And I thought,
well, it's like Dave Chappelle said, he goes, you know, remember Paula Deen? She used to own the Food Network.
Yeah.
And boy, some lady 40 years later said, oh, I remember her saying the N-word.
Right.
And now she's gone.
Yeah.
Gone. He goes, You ruined that lady's life. He goes, and I don't even care that she said the N-word 40 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't even care.
Exactly.
It's like, what are you people doing? What are you people doing?
You know what it is? They're sociopaths. They are the new perpetrators. And what it is that they've found a way that they can perpetrate. They can be aggressive and be the victim and the victimizer all in the same moment. And It's
And so
how lovely for them.
Beautiful. And they end up being the abuser and the victim at the same time.
They have, and it's crazy because, and it's also all they have to do now is say, I'm not going to apologize for that.
Well, Julie, I had a very similar experience. I was opening my emails on Saturday morning, and Dad was you know with me. It was really early in the morning, and we were looking, and I had one email from, I don't know, it just said open now or something like that. And it was one of those emails that said, I know what you're doing. I have videotape of you doing this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, what is it that he has a videotape? And I got one of these like a year ago too as well.
Yeah.
And it was, he said he had a videotape of me, Christine, masturbating to a porn site.
No!
Yeah. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And he wanted Bitcoin, of course.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, what is that worth? Like $30,000 a coin
now? Yeah.
I don't know, something crazy. And he was giving me 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, when that 24 hours was up, he gave me another 24 hours.
Oh, lucky.
Yeah, lucky for me. But I thought, you know, even if it was true, the idea that you're masturbating to a porn site is like, what is wrong with that?
Yeah. Well, it's so funny because
what could possibly?
And who cares?
That's what I'm saying. What could it? How could that be
it's
scary
like when,
for me?
When
I'm like, you go, girl.
Who's the guy? Pee Wee Herman when he was caught masturbating in a theater?
Yeah,
I had. You know how much I thought about that?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
He was masturbating in a theater.
In a porn theater.
In a porn theater.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you took a black light to that theater, there must have been a lot of,
That theater, but that was also, their like nickname was called Krusty.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And see, the problem is, though, people who don't give a shit, we don't give a shit about emailing Walmart saying, if you take your support away from the show, I will never shop from you again.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what it's going to take.
Yeah.
It's going to take, if you take support from this person, I'm never shopping with you again.
Yeah.
You know? And here, and maybe that's how we have to do it. We have a coalition of people saying, freedom to be an a-hole.
Yeah.
Freedom to have a mistake.
Right.
Freedom to, like, miss the joke.
Right.
There are things I think are funny that if I repeat,
You
will not get. But in my head, I go, this is really funny.
Yeah.
I go, this is, I mean, and I...
And are we also going to be butts of jokes for, you know, too? Yeah, but that's part of the deal.
That's why on our Instagram, I do hashtag Greg Garden sometimes.
Yes, exactly.
Because it is hysterical that at some point, you know... Yes, we end up by mistake walking out of the house with the same pair of black pants, blue top, same hat and Ray-Ban glasses, and we didn't talk about
it.
And
a ponytail.
And we didn't talk about it.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, shit. One of us has to change.
Yeah, somebody's got to go Greg Gardens.
And you're like, okay, you pull the mom card. Well, it sure as hell ain't going to be me. So you're like, so if you want to walk into the store looking like us together, then don't change. But if you want to look a little different, go ahead and change. You're like, you're right, mom. I'm going to go change. I go, but there would be a time when I would go, screw it. This is going to be funny as hell.
Yeah, this will be funny. I see jokes, people.
Like, Gregory was in New York a couple weekends ago, or last weekend he was in New York. I'm going to share the story because it's a funny story.
Your brother?
Yeah.
I just call him an organ donor.
Yeah.
Because we had him just in case you needed some organs.
How about his energy level? I would like to have. Is that something that can be transformed or trans?
What is that? What is that about?
He's amazing. Yeah. Or his movie star looks. I'd like that too. What's that called? When I give you a body part, it's called a trans something.
Transaction?
No.
Wait, when you get me what, honey?
Like I need a transplant. That's what.
Oh.
I mean.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Got it.
Okay. There's a lot of trans words going in my brain right now. You know, it is what it is. He texted me late one night and just saying, oh, his wife and her cousin were out gambling and there was a bathroom issue, toilet overflowing, fecal matter, and he's telling us this is the worst case scenario. I don't know what I'm going to do. And then, you know, and comes in his daughter, she's like 9, and she's just getting smarter and smarter. And she's like, you know, let's not tell me about this. And Greg's like,
these are all alleged words.
These are all
alleged names.
Yeah, alleged. And he goes, oh, no, we got to tell. And then I go, oh, my God. I go, you know, a month from now, this is going to be, I know this is stressful right now, but a month from now, this is going to be the best story ever. You're going to expand the story. You know, there is so, you know, you had a big, huge dinner. They left you stroganoff in the crock pot because they were going to be gone for 8 hours gambling. So they like left you, you know, left you stroganoff. They let you, you know, with a big pot of coffee and, you know, homemade, you know, oatmeal cookies. And then you had to poop, you know, and you know, you thought it'd be okay. And it was a massive poop. It was the biggest poop you've ever had. And yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're saying it was Greg's poop then?
Yes, I'm saying it was Greg's poop.
That overflowed the toilet.
I'm like saying, you know.
Got it.
And then, you know.
See, I always, do you know what I do when that happens? I blame the person before.
You do. That. This is actually true.
Because it could not be me.
Yes. But
it, doesn't that make sense to you, though?
Right.
It's the person before.
Well, exactly. You have said that before. You're like, oh, Julie, I think the toilet's not going to over. I think it's overflowing. I'm like, oh, my God, what happened? And I get to work on it and so forth. And he goes, oh, I'm sure because you didn't flush the toilet right. I'm like, wow. Or you must have clogged it up before I got in there.
Yeah, exactly.
I go, you have done that. Luckily, it only happens like Thanksgiving Day or typically the day after Thanksgiving. Typically, Thanksgiving, you're blocked. You're like constipated because you're like, your body has never eaten this kind of stuff since last Thanksgiving. So it has no idea how to flow it through your system. And so,
it takes 24 hours to figure it out.
Your body's like, okay. Now, I know Julie's diet. She hasn't usually had stuffing and mashed potatoes and, like, green bean casserole, yes, corn casserole,
a
lot of casseroles, marshmallows.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure what to do with all this just quite yet.
Yeah.
So we'll just kind of stop it. And then the next day, you're like, coming to Jesus moment. Yeah, I think I'm going to call this podcast a coming to Jesus moment.
Because you said it about 20 times. I remember that one Thanksgiving, though, Jill, that we were like, let's just put this all away and clean this out. And we had a little bit of turkey left over.
Yeah.
But we just threw it out in the...
Yes.
In our yard, in our neighbor's yard, which is just basically a jungle.
Yes.
And then the next morning, there was a vulture.
Yeah, turkey vulture.
A turkey vulture on top of our roof.
Yeah, not just one.
Is that kind of bad, though, when a turkey vulture eats another?
Turkey?
Is eating. And he was like there on top of our roof with the turkey.
He had a leg in his hand.
Yeah.
And he was also coveting the turkey that we had put in the field across the way.
He was like, this is mine.
No one's going to take
this. No one's going to take it.
Yes. And that was the last time we did that, by the
way. Yeah, it was the last time.
Like,
we're better now.
We're better now.
We're better like, people. We learn.
We learn that it's a little obvious when we've got turkey vultures around our ass.
On our ceiling.
Where's the kill at, people? Where's the kill?
That it was like really, he was serious, though. Like, I mean, he looked ominous.
Yeah.
Like, do
he
not
was also
even...
very cute. And I'm like, he's gonna crap turkey on our roof. It's going to be horrible.
And he did.
He did. I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did. Because, I mean, I'm sure his system's not used to cooked turkey, butterball turkey. You know. I mean, it was good. But like you said, at some point, you got to let it go.
Yeah.
You're like, we're done with it.
Yeah.
You always say,
I can't wait.
Leftovers only 2 days.
Yeah. I can't wait for Thanksgiving to be done, actually.
I mean,
it's too stressful.
I mean, I don't even know when the last time we cook. But I think every year we say we're not going to cook Thanksgiving.
Right.
And every year we do it just like quickly.
Yeah. Even like half-assedly.
And it's fine.
It's okay.
Because honestly, I don't know when this happened, but you literally only eat stuffing once a year.
But also, it's literally everything tastes the same.
Yeah, mush.
It has that mush texture.
And it's mush and salt.
Yeah, it's like the yams are mushy. The mashed potatoes are mushy.
Yes.
The stuffing
mushy.
Is mushy.
Everything's mushy. Exactly. Yeah.
The cranberry salad's mushy. Even the green beans.
There's no texture anywhere.
Yeah.
Because by the time you put your fried onion rings on your green beans, they turn out mushy.
Yeah, they're mushy.
It's all mush.
Mush.
Yeah. And at some point, you're just like, I'm done with the mush.
Yeah, I think that's what we should call that holiday.
Mush.
It should just be mush day.
And we're thankful for the mush.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we give
thank
thanks.
Thank you, Julie. You're so sweet.
There are people in the world who don't have it. I love it, though. You know.
That's the only thing that makes you feel better lately.
Yeah.
Is that other people don't, you know, like, there's Mama, there's people in Syria.
That don't have that privilege to have this mush.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because now we're to the point now where everybody's trying to do intermittent fasting. They're all trying to one-up each other. Well, I've fasted for 72 hours. How long have you fasted? I'm in my seventh day of fasting, and I feel amazing. Amazing. you know, you talk to somebody else, you know, like, oh man, I haven't had food in 7 days. Yeah. Oh no.
Yeah.
I know. There's just not been any food around. It's terrible. Yeah, but here it's like a thing, man. We're intermittent fasting, where we're not even intermittently, we're just fasting.
Yeah. It's really a mind game, isn't it?
It is a mind game.
It's like where you have to get your mind around, what you have to wrap your mind around.
I know. Today you asked me, so are you ready to get your PhD yet? And I'm like,
because I'm ready for you to do it.
Yes. And I thought,
I'm actually, people are calling Julie because I've actually put her name in places.
I know. And I go, okay.
Every time somebody calls, if I'm with you, you give me the finger.
Oh, I know, because you didn't prepare you for it.
Well, because why would I prepare you for that?
Yes. Why? Right.
I want you to just be like, surprise.
Surprise. Yeah. And the conversation usually ends like, it's going to cost how much?
That's exactly.
$45,000?
But then I go like this, but Julie, Bernie Sanders might win.
Yeah.
Then it's all your debt is erased. Student loans. Goodbye.
Yes. We've got to figure out different ways of doing this. There has to be different ways. But I am up to getting my PhD. I am.
Good.
We'll see how it works.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see how
it
goes.
I know it's not like immediately, but I feel you are headed in that direction.
I am.
Yeah.
I think I am too.
And it'd be a privilege to call you Dr. Peters.
That's really what I think. The other day you were like, someone in this family's going to get a PhD.
I wanted to do it, but damn it, I'm too old.
You're not too old.
To get one? You know what I scour the internet for?
Yes.
Colleges that are willing to give out PhDs to senior citizens.
Yes.
For free.
Yeah, and I don't know why they don't.
And there's like one in New Hampshire or someplace.
What about
New England?
NIU? What about that?
No.
Because what you really want is an online program as well.
Yes. I don't want to have to go there.
Why not? I think it'd be easier for us to create our for-profit university.
Yeah.
And then I'll just give you a PhD.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, just give me one.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because, I mean, certainly I've got enough wisdom for...
Well, it's
if,
so funny.
If they can give Bill Cosby PhDs, they should certainly give me one.
If you don't earn it, they can give it and they can
take it away. Yeah.
Which they did do.
Yeah.
They're like,
They take all of Bill's away? All his PhDs?
Well, it was
PhDs?
An honorary PhD, so yeah, they took it away from him.
They took how many did he have? He had like 4 or 5, didn't he?
Oh, did he? I don't know. That seems ridiculous. Yeah. It's like overkill.
Yeah.
Like once you had
I'll just
one.
Have one.
Yeah.
And I've never roofied anybody.
Lately.
No.
I mean, I'm sure Bill, is he still alive, by the way?
I think he's still alive. Kicking it old school in prison.
There you go. But going back to Jack Ryan, Tom Clancy novel.
Yes.
Honestly, I have been feeling more and more stressed out by listening to this book. Unabridged, so they would say every word that's written.
Yeah.
But they talk about all the secrets. They talk about all how shitty everybody is. They talk about how everybody's got, you know, we're all able to be hacked. And like in the dark web, you know, you can buy, you know, and like.
Oh, sure. You can buy their social security numbers. And
at some point you're going, I almost want to like check out of everything.
Yeah.
Grow my own food.
You want to be a Luddite.
Yes. Because I don't even know. And then they're going.
Wasn't that one guy that blew up some things? He was a Luddite. He lived in Washington State or something.
Type of the Unabomber?
Yeah.
Yes, he was also part of a college torture experiment back in the day.
Yeah.
And thank you. I think it was with Harvard. It was one of the Ivy Leagues.
Yeah.
You know, because they were trying to figure out if they could figure out a way to make their soldiers not break under torture. Mm-hmm. So they figured, why not torture
college students
who might be borderline, you know, schizoid. Mm-hmm. Is that a technical word, schizoid?
Yes. It's an actual technical
term.
It's
in the DSL or what the hell it's called.
Yeah. DSM.
Yeah, that's it.
DSL. Your high-speed internet.
It's in there. And so when I just remember...
Sorry, Jill.
I know, it's funny.
It's just like...
I know. I still remember that story, though, about just hearing about, you know, Harvard torturing those kids, you know, and like... And they're talking about this one, and I just say, please don't be the Unabomber. Please don't be the Unabomber.
And he turned out to be?
The Unabomber.
The Unabomber.
Was it foreshadowing? Or was it obvious? Was it just...
Ask Jesus.
Yeah.
I need you to ask Jesus that.
I need to have a coming to Jesus moment.
Yeah.
But literally, yeah. I don't want to have
Jesus is going to come.
Jesus is going to come.
Here.
You guys need help. First off,
if we're doing this show and Jesus comes, we're going to let you know.
That's right. We will tell you right now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Jesus is here.
Yes. And he's saying, you guys need to check out a little bit. There's too much information.
Yeah.
You can't know
TMI.
It all. You don't need to know it all.
Yeah.
And actually, you should know it all. It's not your job to know everything.
Yeah.
But
tell me this one. What I wanted to hear though a little bit. Are we getting close to the end?
Not really.
Oh, because I wanted to end on that one positive note, like where you said that we only use a small part of our brain for our happiness.
Yes.
I've been holding on to that lately because sometimes I know that my brain is being stretched and I want it to. Mm-hmm. And so I want it to be stretched for happiness.
Right.
Does that my next book?
Yes.
Stretched for happiness?
Yes.
I like it.
I love it.
But talk to me about that. Just tell me some good news.
Okay. Well, I will tell you about that because I also was hearing I'm not going to say reading because I do a lot of listening, and I know that bugs you when you said I read this, and you're like, you didn't read it, you listened to it. I'm like, okay, you got me.
Okay. I am like being a little precise at that moment.
Yeah, that's fine. I love that. Yeah. But it's true, though.
Yeah.
And what that truly multitasking takes away from our happiness.
Yes.
This kind of goes with what we were talking about. It's
right.
A totally different subject, but goes with it. And that we know now we shouldn't multitask. But we say we're not multitasking, but we really, truly are still multitasking.
Mm.
You know, we may not be answering phones, but we may be like, oh, phone rang. I should go check it. I should go do this. Mm. Or, oh, maybe I should check. Mm. Or you look at your,
you do a lot of texting and stuff like that.
Or you may ask Alexa what the weather is like in Dixon, Illinois.
Yes.
I mean, in the midst of, she doesn't care about my voice. Screw you, Alexa. Screw you. And that they've got now machines that you can put on your head that will train your brain waves to be myopic and be focused on one thing at a time. Mm-hmm. Now, the problem is by doing this, you become more efficient and then can do more work.
Wow.
And so, does it help you, or does being more efficient really help you in the end, or does it just increase your workload?
But does being more efficient make you happy, though?
Well, that's the thing.
I enjoy being efficient.
Yeah.
But if I'm too efficient, that does not make me happy.
Well, and exactly. And also, there's a point where we know, like we said last week, the path is the goal.
Right.
You know, when you're on the path, you're achieving your goal.
Right.
So your goal is being achieved continuously. When you're off the path, you got a goal to work on.
You know
back,
that.
Yeah,
yeah,
you got to
get back on.
And so
right,
forth.
Right.
And so, and we're at a different stage. We don't play with the tech games. Like, we're not the creators of tech in the sense.
No.
And those people are different, you know. And
they all wear backpacks.
Yeah. And they create problems that they also have to create solutions for.
Right.
You know, like, hey, guess what? You created this wonderful thing called Candy Crush that we want to spend our whole life on because it rewards our systems and our brain so well. Mm-hmm. And now you got to create an app that tells you to limit it and say, hey, we need to turn off the screens now and remind us because you created a problem. Now you got to create a solution for the problem. Mm-hmm. And so thank you. You know, thank you. So, but what we also learned is that we really are only appreciating 10% of our life. Like, we're only allowing ourselves 10% of the happiness to come through.
Yes.
And 10% of the appreciation to come through.
Yes.
And if we could increase, like, literally
test
the brain.
I want to increase
We can actually increase the amount of happiness we feel.
Yes.
And without changing the situation that's going on.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't that be lovely?
It'd be so lovely.
Because I feel like I am situationally challenged at times.
Yes.
I can let the situation modify my mood.
Right, right.
Or my happiness.
Right, for sure. And how do you not let that happen?
Yeah, I would love to know that.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe have like $5 million in the bank?
I doubt it.
Do you think that wouldn't help me? If I had $5 million sitting in the bank and I was like situationally challenged, I'd go, I can still be happy.
Yeah. I would like, if that was your number, that's funny because.
Is that too low of a number?
No. I would say, let's call that the number.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to have $5 million in the bank so that at that point, mm-hmm. I'm going to hold you to it.
Okay.
You're going to be happy.
Okay. All right.
You will no longer be situationally unhappy.
Yes.
So, or 5 million earning 4% or 5% is $200,000 a year.
Yes.
So you make $200,000 a year.
And I could live on that.
Okay, and be happy.
Happy.
All right, good. Okay, yeah,
cuz I would not make any foolish mistakes.
Ah.
At that level.
That you couldn't correct quickly.
Right.
Right,
because
that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
You want to make foolish mistakes and be able to correct quickly.
Yeah. I don't want to buy another trucking company.
Those are the mistakes that make you so pretty. You know, those foolish ones.
Yeah,
they're nice to talk about.
Lucy, you got some splaining to do.
Why is there a toenail in my wine, Lucy?
What did you say?
Because didn't she make wine by stepping in the cherries?
Yes.
And I said, why?
You
was
mean
there
the grapes?
Grapes. Yeah. And I go, yeah.
Unless it was cherry wine.
Yeah, exactly. We're in the Midwest here, people. We may have cherry
wine.
She
was in Door County.
Yeah, she was in Door County. She was having cherries. So here is, it's Labor Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we are laboring this weekend.
Yes, we are.
This is a very busy, active week at
for
work.
For us, yeah.
For work. And
and we had planned on actually having it all off.
Yeah.
And that we had some big chores at our projects, actually,
yes.
outside that we were going to do.
Oh, I had
nothing.
I had mapped out this whole plan of action.
Yeah, I know.
And then didn't take place, and kind of feeling horrible about it, like horrible all the way around. Like I'm not seeing the joy. And like this morning, we kind of got up and we were talking to each other, and I could just feel like heaviness come on me. You know?
Yeah.
And I had to really talk myself out of, like, the funk that I was getting into.
Right.
I was laboring.
Yes.
I was laboring.
Under certain delusions.
Yeah. Understand. And then going, well, this weekend was made for me, Julie.
Yeah.
this weekend was totally made for the laborers of the world and so forth.
I was playing a lady in Scrabble two nights ago, and I said, oh, are you enjoying your Labor Day weekend? And she went, I'm from Ontario.
Oh. Oh, will you enjoy your Labor Day weekend when you have it? Because you always steal our stuff anyway.
Yeah, they'll probably have it a week later.
Yeah, you'll have it a week later.
They'll call it something different, like a Workers' Day.
Oh,
or,
then are you enjoying just your weekend?
Yeah. She kind of shut me down.
Yeah,
though.
I would be like, oh, don't you have a 3-day weekend every weekend?
Yeah. and she goes, no, I'm from Ontario. I go, one of my BFFs is from Montreal. And she went, HMM. Hmm.
Did she say that?
Yeah.
Like, So?
Like,
oh, those French Canadians, they suck.
Yeah, like Ontario, that's so, we're just by California.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true
or not. Not even close.
Oh. Well, where is Ontario? The only thing that exists is the U.S. for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just know that it's north.
it's north. It is actually further, further east.
No way.
Yeah, in Quebec. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, my God. I thought Ontario would be like, you know how how X-Files was all done in Canada?
Vancouver?
Area?
Yeah, Vancouver. Yeah.
I always thought that's Ontario.
No.
No.
No, that's not Ontario. That's British Columbia.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. The Brits.
Ontario.
Those damn Brits.
Name me the five lakes.
Home.
Uh-huh.
Huron.
Uh-huh.
Ontario.
Oh!
What?
Ontario.
Oh.
That's like California.
No. Oh, got it. you challenged me.
I challenged you.
Oh, I could have connected the dots.
Yeah, you had all the answers.
Yeah, I just didn't know I did.
You didn't know you had it.
Can you name the five Great Lakes then, girlfriend?
Home.
Go ahead.
Huron, Ontario, Michigan, Erie.
And? There's one more. It's actually plural.
Homes.
Yeah.
Oh, Superior.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what they say about Superior?
Yes. Never gives up their dead.
Superior, it is said, never gives up her dead.
Her dead, yeah.
The big guy they call Gitchigumi.
Which is kind of a cute little name, right?
I love it.
Gitchigumi.
Yeah.
When we were kids,
I
want
to go there for my anniversary. I want to go to Lake Gitchigumi.
I don't know if it's true. It's a memory I have created, possibly, because I know that memories can be faulty.
Uh-huh.
But I have a memory being a little kid and you tickling and going, Gitchigumi, Gitchigumi. Lake Superior is called Gitchigumi.
That's right. That's
so
right.
I hope it's true.
It's true.
So
I used to do that to you.
Yeah. It's a fun name.
It was
you know?
Great.
I mean, you could have said Hiroshima.
Nagasaki.
Nagasaki. So you like to take horrible situations and just make a nice twist.
Yeah, oh, I'm so good at that.
You are.
I was a good mom.
You were, and you still are.
Thanks,
Jules. I remember you wanted us to be off the booze. You know, you said
yes.
You knew enough people in your world that they had overindulged in booze.
Yes.
That when we were young, you would program us. You would say, this is the time they had real ads. And you go, look
magazines.
At that ad. You tell me you don't see a skull face in that ice cube.
Or a coffin.
Or a coffin. And I'm like, I'm looking. It's like looking at clouds. You know, can you see the bunny rabbit in a cloud? You said, as a five-year-old, find the coffin in the ice, in the bourbon. Like, oh, Obama's right there. That's right. That's right.
Same thing in cigarette ads.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now,
and
see,
so you guys are like 5 and 6.
Yeah. But and, see, you were like a group trying to recruit people. You know, because they don't say, like a parent, stop smoking, don't drink.
Right.
They say, the elitists want you to do this.
Right.
You know, Illuminati, they want you to smoke.
That's right.
They want you to drink.
They want
numbs
that,
your senses.
They want your money.
They don't give you don't care then about what you're doing to your body.
Right.
Now, you could be just a parent saying, knock it off. Don't drink. Don't smoke. Bad for you. But instead, you twisted it. You're like, look at that drink.
Yeah.
Do you see the coffin in there?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Mom, I see the coffin.
Yeah.
Don't be a lemming. Or a lemon. Don't do it. Yeah, you were smart. You knew how to you would have been a really good cult leader.
I think I might have.
If you really had like motivation to do anything.
To do anything, yeah. Like,
'cause at some point you're like, I really hate people.
And this is like where I'm different from Adam Carolla.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he's out there with the Mangria.
Yeah.
You know, doing his movies, although we did do a movie.
Right.
Writing books, doing stand-up.
Yeah. And, the cost of doing business has always been too high of a price for you.
Yes, it has.
Because having employees, at some point, you're always like, well, this just sucks. Don't realize I'm willing to shut all this down.
Well, like when we were building this house, we had like 3 or 4 guys.
Yes.
And during the day, we'd have to go away and get materials.
Yes.
But we would always come back at different times, and they were always smoking.
Exactly.
They were always taking a break
when
we were gone.
When we were gone.
And so it's like you kind of go, I kind of get in a sense here. If you're an employee,
right?
Kind of like don't do anything.
Yeah, like I'd want to get paid for doing nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Kinda. That's kind of how it is, right?
So that's kind of how I learned. Like you got to do it yourself.
Got to do it yourself,
or have your kids do it.
Right. You need to have more children.
But I should have had more kids.
Yeah, you should have. But you know, as you found out previous episodes, Dad's took care of that like right after Greg.
Yeah,
you're like, which I thought was a very interesting
move on our part.
Very interesting move on your part,
yeah.
And a very interesting gamble. Like, just were like, hey, I guess we're here together forever.
We didn't think about that too much.
No,
no.
I mean, you must have not have had to think about a lot.
Well, you know, the thing is, it was the 70s. And it was all about like 2 kids are almost too much.
Right.
And, you know, for the world is a population explosion and don't leave that big of a carbon footprint. And,
even back then.
Yeah, it was really like that.
Yeah.
And even though, you know, we were Catholic and we should have had like a boatload.
Right. Dad
of kids.
Wasn't.
Yeah.
So you cut right in the middle. You should have had like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Instead, and he came from farming where you just had a lot of kids.
Well, you know, my therapist at that time, she came from a family of like 8, and she said she only had 2 kids because she was Catholic. She used to be a nun, and she said, "There's no way I'm going to have more than 2 kids because I don't care what you said. My parents did love us, but there was no way we got the love we needed.
Right.
With 8 kids." It was, and my mom was a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
My dad was a teacher. None of us got the attention and the love that we needed.
How can you? There's only 24 hours in a day.
Yeah. And you got 8 kids running around like little Indians.
And your parents,
excuse
believe it or not.
The Native Americans.
Yeah.
Like Native Americans.
And your parents still have hobbies they want to develop, unless their hobbies are to have procreate, which could be. Which could be. So I just want to kind of, we're done with the podcast.
No.
And I just wanted to say, like, I was really happy with myself this week because I got pink again. You know, I was peeing pink.
Yes.
Which is lovely. It's always a great thing.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So I'm just like, I think.
So you're back on the track.
I'm back on the track.
The track again. The track phone, the track suit, and you're back on the track.
Exactly.
Which means still go to Profit and Joy. You're doing the, what is it, the two shakes and a strip?
I'm doing two, well, usually just doing one strip, and one shake and a strip, and sometimes two, but one for sure.
Yeah.
And
go to profitandjoy.com.
And also Julie Here.
Julie Here.
.com.
H-E-R-E.
Yeah.
.com.
How's the show, girlfriend?
You know, I think that we had some come to Jesus moments here, and Jesus is here, and he said, Christine, Marie, and Julie, it was great.
And he's going to give us 5 stars. Going to rate us on iTunes. And it was great.
It was great.
It was great.